Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, was the last Major League ballpark to install lights. Now the Ricketts family, owners of the Cubs, want to make various other alterations to the ballpark, including the installation of a digital video screen. Chicago Tribune staff writer Ron Grossman is among those who treasure Wrigley as it is and as it was. Mr. Grossman, welcome to Only a Game.
It's nice to be here.
If the owners want to install a new video screen to generate more advertising income, what's to stop them? It's their team and their real estate, right?
Well, one thing to stop them is that the field is landmarked by Chicago ordinance. Once a structure gets that, no alteration can be made to it without the city's permission.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now in that kind of game that says, oh, yes, you can. Oh, no, you can't. I'll give you this if you take that kind of thing.
Alderman Tom Tunney says that he's trying to protect the interests of his constituents, the members of something called the Wrigley Rooftop Association. What are those interests, and how has the alderman been trying to protect them?
The interests are across from the right field fence. There's a series of buildings that have been developed as roof gardens. And people go there, and they get a whole package. They get a meal and some drinks and watch a game from up there.
Mm-hmm.
If the scoreboard stays in place, then the jumbo screen has to go either in right or left field. If it goes in right field, those people are out of business.
Ah, I see. Now, you have written about something called the emotional preservation at stake here. Tell us about what you fear might be lost.
You know, if you grow up in other cities, you revere sports heroes, human beings that ran faster than somebody else or hit a ball or tackled harder. We don't have that many here. So instead, we tend to get juvenile but very lasting feelings about sports stadiums. They are the thing that we worship. The Cubs had an announcer, a radio announcer years ago by the name of Bert Wilson, who would get on the horn during the early innings of a game and saying, still plenty of time to come out and see a full game. It's a beautiful day in Chicago. Could have been raining and hailing. He sold the ballpark, not the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, we're in mourning here today because Brian Urlacher is not going to be with the Bears anymore. He played defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that if he hadn't been with the Bears, we would have lost worse than we have been losing.
Do you think your representative, are a lot of Cubs fans unhappy about changes such as Alderman Tunney's suggestion that the manual scoreboard should come down?
Well, that idea, if it were one, went up and down overnight because of the protests against do not touch that scoreboard. Let me tell you, one time I had the bright idea of watching a game from inside the scoreboard. You would have thought that I asked to get into the Holy of Holies of the Jerusalem Temple. And it was said to me, you're not a high priest, and this is not Yom Kippur. And this was at a time when the Tribune owned the Cubs. So this guy wants to move it. There's no way that's going to happen.
Okay, so the scoreboard is safe, but the owners have still said they'd like to add a video screen somewhere. Is this dispute likely to be resolved by opening day as they would like?
You're calling from out of Chicago?
Mm.
You have to understand the Byzantine way that things work here. We have something in Chicago called aldermanic privilege. Roughly, it means that whatever else there is in the way of a legal procedure, if the alderman steps in and says, no, I don't want it, that's the end of it. In fact, I once did a story that involved that. I led by saying something about the court now has to resolve a fundamental issue. Does aldermanic privilege trump the United States Constitution? And the answer here is almost. Almost.
Almost.
You remember Machiavelli wrote all those rules for being a tough politician and
mm-hmm.
all? If he had been writing in Chicago, they would have sent him down to the 3i League for seasoning.
Lenny Marullo, who played shortstop for the Cubs during the 40s, gave you an anecdote with
yes.
which to end your column. And it's pertinent, I think, to the business of preserving baseball memories. At least favor us with that, please.
Murillo was the pretty much the regular shortstop during the 45 season when the last time we went to the series on the north side here. I interviewed him for an article, I think, on the 50th anniversary of that. And he said he was pulled out of the lineup for the series because the manager thought that the other shortstop would do better. But he did get into one game, got on base. I think he was trying to steal second, and he got spiked. And they brought him up to the clubhouse, and the attendant there was about to sew up the wound. And he said, no, no, don't do that. I want a scar to form there. And he told me that it did. And to that day, he said he will look down at it, see that scar, and say, you see, Lenny, you were there. You played in a World Series. Now, you can't alter the park where this guy takes those memories from without offending other people's memories.
Ron Grossman is a staff writer for the Chicago Tribune and a Cubs fan. Ron, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Good to be with you.